South Carolina's most honored radio station. News Talk 100.1 WRHI Rock Hill. W261CY Rock Hill. The voice of York County.
An OTS media station.
This episode of The Gardener's Bench has been previously recorded.
The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Domer Dreamscapes, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by AirTech Heating and Air. And now, here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
Good morning and welcome to the Gardener's Bench. We're here every Saturday morning live from 8:30 to 9 on WRHI, AM 1340, FM 100.1, and worldwide on WRHI.com. Good morning, Mr. Rector.
Good morning. How are we doing this morning?
Not too good. It's been kind of hectic with the rain.
Yeah, we had some rain this week, which was kind of good, I guess. It keeps pollen beat down a little bit.
Well, they weren't talking about it that much this morning, and I got up and it was pouring.
Yeah.
It's been having spurts ever since.
Yeah, it has, but that's good for the flowers, I guess. So Easter's here, so...
Well, I had some.
How about that?
I had some hollies we cut back that put off some new growth. Got burned this week, so.
Yeah.
My saucer magnolia finally bloomed. It was in full bloom. You got hit last week and got taken out this week.
Must have been cooler.
You only usually get flowers on them 3 out of 5 years. So. And the one that blooms a little later, it's trying, but it's struggling. So I don't know if it's got hit or not, but.
Yeah, I think a lot of plants escaped the frost and didn't get hurt, and you still think we'll probably have one, but I don't know.
We're going to have a little cold snap. Yeah. I don't think it's going to be,
down in the 20s anyway.
Well, 2007, Easter weekend, but it was in April. It hit 27 degrees on Friday night and 21 on Saturday night, and Saturday night did us in. We lost... Probably $1 million overnight. You want to see grown men cry?
Yeah,
you should have been out there Sunday morning.
I'm sure the peach farmers hated that. It seemed like the peaches used to get popped every year, but here lately it seems like they've made it through.
A lot of your old peach farmers are gone, retired, or passed away, and they never had a good year, ever.
Yeah.
It was always, they don't tell you they have three crops.
Yeah.
Early crop, middle crop, and the late crop. So one of them usually survives pretty well.
The poor mouth.
They were out there picking peaches off of because they were breaking up the trees and telling me how bad a crop they had.
Georgia is a peach state, but I think that South Carolina now has more peach trees.
I don't know about now, but at one time,
I read something not too long ago.
Years ago, California was number one peach state.
Yeah.
South Carolina was number two, and Georgia was number three, but Georgia claimed to be the peach state. So, it's all marketing. I think when you were young, how many peach farms there were in York County?
They were everywhere.
And half of them were gone.
Fort Mill. Look how many was in Fort Mill.
Well, the Springs alone had millions. I mean, millions of dollars worth of peaches over there. But it's all a marketing ploy. They tell people there's a shortage, they can raise the prices.
I've never been a fan of a peach. I hate to say that. I mean, I eat them, and I don't know, like a raw peach. Like pull it off a tree and eat it. Have you into that or
not anymore? When I was young, I used to eat a lot of peaches.
I hate to say I'm one of these canned peach guys. It's just sitting in sugar juice.
You would be.
Taste it?
Well,
you can't open it.
When we first started up in 1980, all this. One thing we did, Tommy and I went and talked to the county agent from Clemson Extension. It's Jimmy Pridmore. He's here forever. Jimmy was a row crop man, and he told us that. He said, well, I'll make a deal with you. I'll help you any way I can if you don't sell peach trees.
Funny.
I said, okay, you want to give me a reason? He said, there's so much maintenance on peaches. You have to prune them about five times a year. You got to spray them every 14 days for chemicals and fungicides. And he said, if one gets infected, it could wipe out whole farms. He said, and I don't want to hurt peach growers. And back then, there were a lot of peach growers in York County. So we never did. But now, people buy them hardware stores, grocery stores, yeah. internet's.
Well, I mean, a lot of them don't make it.
And they don't understand what they got to do to raise them.
Well, they don't really produce the fruit. They don't.
And one big one around here, everybody comes from other places, I won't say where, they want a cherry tree. Yeah. Cherries will not live down here.
Yeah.
They don't have enough cold nights to produce the cherries. Mm. So we never have sold them, and I've been cussed out many a time for not selling cherries that I know won't live.
Well, that's one good thing. That's what I try to sell, things people will be successful with here, not something that... You're going to come back and buy every year. They get tired of buying cherry trees from you.
They did. And it's my fault. Yeah. I quit growing pecans. We sold a lot of pecans. Mm-hmm. But the problem is people would plant them in a pasture, and not water them, not care for them. Well, it died. Well, sorry. You got to do your part.
And most of those trees, you have to have a male or female, right? I thought pecans for sure, because I remember I used to take care of Catawba Baptist Church. And they had two big old trees out there in that field beside each other, and they produced like pecans.
That is true, but it's a little misleading when you said it. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be side by side.
Yeah.
They could be one a mile away, they'll pollinate the one you got. Yeah, apples are the same way. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It seemed like my two lime trees did better when I had two there, so I don't know if that's true.
Now, that's citrus. That's a whole different ball game. You shouldn't even be messing with them up here.
Said the grass guy.
You shouldn't even be messing with lime trees.
Well, those they're tasty. They're good and good in my wife's gin and tonic.
That's right. I was going to say, you weren't going to say it, but I was going to say your wife's gin and tonic.
We did find out these are key lime plants that we have. That's why they weren't getting big.
That's a dwarf.
We're real, real smart, aren't we?
Yeah.
Just take that tag and name and throw it away.
So, import it. Before we forget, we got to go on break. Okay, we'll be right back to the Gardener's Bench.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's nesting season, which means time to make sure you have seed, live mealworms, and other high-protein food available for your feathery friends. Also, be sure you're cleaning your bird feeders, bird baths, and that nesting box that's been empty all winter. Not excited about that chore? We offer a cleaning service for your feeders and birdhouses. So kick off spring cleaning now by making sure your backyard is ready. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
Benny Etter here. Don't let the cold drive your energy costs through the roof.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
We'll clean your unit's condenser coil, oil the motors, check all electronic controls, inspect heat exchanger, check the refrigerant and thermostat, and replace the filter. Call us and keep your family warm and healthy this winter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call AirTech at 327-7100.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, carolinafreshfarms.com.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
This episode of the Gardener's Bench has been previously recorded.
Okay, and we're back to the Gardener's Bench. This is, we have been talking about everything, but what's all this rain doing to my grass?
All this rain doing to your grass is like what it does every year. Springtime is not necessarily the best time for grasses. We got all these weeds from the winter, had all this water. I mowed our grass at the store, and I was embarrassed up on the hill there. There's so much junk and stuff in there that I'm going to have to get up there and do some spraying to get it cleaned up. But one most important thing, if you haven't done a pre-emergent, you're kind of late, but it's never too late to do it. So always get that question, is it too late to pre-emerge? It's never too late to do that. So you can at least stop what's coming and then clean up the weeds and all what you have in there now. So especially Bermuda. I mean, fescue kind of hides some of the weeds. Everything's green. Your Bermuda is always grasses like that tend to look not great this time of year. You can go ahead and start mowing them a little bit lower, not skin it down to the dirt, but go ahead and mow it a little bit lower. All that brown top growth is not really going to green up. It's going to come from the bottom. So go ahead and do that. And then the next 2 weeks, we're going to be adding some nitrogen to the warm season grasses and waking them up. So April 15th is a good date for planting tomatoes, putting nitrogen on your zoysia Bermuda, kind of fertilizing your shrubs. That's a good date for a lot of things, except for taxes. But I think that's April 18th now, isn't it?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
Last I heard, it was still 15th, but they were talking about all kinds of things.
No, sometimes it falls on the weekend and all that.
Tommy saw on the internet before I left that Trump had picked a running mate, so he flips over there to see who it was. It was a potential running mate. But that's not what the headline said.
Got you to click on it.
That's it.
But April 15th is a good day to play golf because we're having our Trojan Golf fundraiser for our whole year. We do one fundraiser for the Boys and Girls Golf. It's at Waterford Golf Course starting at 11 o'clock, and we still have room for teams. You can reach me at Carolina Fresh Farms or call the school, talk to Holly. We have sent out forms online and stuff, so get with us and help us out this year. We're at Waterford Golf Course this year, April 15th, the Monday, so it's kind of a tax day. On a Monday, it's kind of like a bad day, but you can cheer yourself up, play some golf. We got two big meals. You get a giant hamburger before you start, and then you get some barbecue and brisket and chicken from Tony, who sells stuff at Northwestern football games. Cooks a big meal with mac and cheese and beans and all that good stuff. I'm getting hungry. Hey, Steven and Steve are getting hungry too. How about that? I'll put you to sleep after all day of playing golf. You can sit down and eat some of that.
And played so long, I about forgot.
Yeah, why don't you come out, man? You come out at the end and just eat some stuff. You don't have to play.
I could do that, maybe.
My shoulder's hurting. I'm not even going to play this year, but you can hang out with me. Come out there after lunch. We'll ride around a golf cart and sign some autographs.
I like that, riding a golf cart.
We'll get some pictures. You can sign them.
I sold mine Saturday.
Did you? I didn't know you had a golf cart, man. I've been wanting a golf cart. I'm tracing it here. This
we've had it for 20
years. Was it beat up?
No,
it
was in pretty good shape. Actually, a landscape, our lawn maintenance guy was doing Carolina Place Mall when it first opened.
Okay,
he planted 2,000 purple fountain grass, which here are an annual.
Yeah,
I told him they were perennials. First year, all 2,000 of them died, and he had to replace them. And he couldn't pay his bills, so he traded me his golf cart for his bill.
Oh, wow.
And we used it a few years, and then something happened to it, and it sat in the back for 10 years. Mm-hmm. And the guy's fireman in Rock Hill started a company where they'll go around and work on your golf cart in your place. You don't have to haul it to Charlotte.
That's a great idea.
And he spent 2 days working on it, fix it good as new, and the girls have been using it for the last 5 days. They fixed it for me.
Mm-hmm.
The girls got a hold of it, and I hadn't touched it since it came back, and they ran it for 5-6 years. Yeah. And
you ever drive that thing to your house from the nursery?
No. You have to go by road. You can't go through the woods.
Oh, okay.
There's some big
down the road, huh?
There's some big gullies down there.
Yeah.
Now, you can do it, but if we did it with a track hoe, you can't do it with a truck. Yeah. So,
okay, well, I missed out on that golf cart.
But we got good money for it, so sold a dingo.
Yeah, I heard you sold a lot. I was telling you before we started, one of my landscapers bought one of your older dump trucks that was being used on Monday.
That surprised me.
Filling that thing up with mulch from Carolina Fresh.
Good.
We're moving a lot of mulch. This week, Tuesday morning, I got there at 7 o'clock. I had a sod truck there. Had to get him out of there. And then two mulch trucks were there at 7:15. And I had two more come that day. So we had four trucks of mulch filling up my
How many do you have
Tuesday.
Parked in the road?
That was one out. Well, only one because I got them in and out of there. I'm pretty good directing traffic in there because it gets kind of narrow. our lot is long and narrow. So
believe it or not, that was a great location when they built it. Mm-hmm. The problem is they widened the road and it raised the road, 20 feet?
Yeah, it's high, man. It's a big old
hill. So they're down in the hole where they weren't when it was first built, because I almost bought it, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Until
slow
I found
down
out
when you fly by there so you can stop and come in.
Until I found out how much the payments were.
Yeah.
And my personal banker at the time said you'd be crazy.
Yeah.
$7,500 a month payments.
You probably would have been.
And that was 25 years ago.
When 08 hit, you'd probably been going out.
We'd have gone. It would have been history. Okay. Anyway, Mr. Stone is signaling again, so we're going to take a short pause for the calls, and we'll be right back to the Gardener's Bench.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
It's the middle of winter. It's cold outside, and your heat goes out.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
Don't let this happen to you. Call me, Vinny Etter, and we'll make it better and keep you warm all winter long.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Don't wait. Call 803-327-7100.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's nesting season, which means time to make sure you have seed, live mealworms, and other high-protein food available for your feathery friends. Also, be sure you're cleaning your bird feeders, bird baths, and that nesting box that's been empty all winter. Not excited about that chore? We offer a cleaning service for your feeders and birdhouses. So kick off spring cleaning now by making sure your backyard is ready. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
This episode of the Gardener's Bench has been previously recorded.
Okay, and we're back to the Gardener's Bench. As I said earlier, we're here 8:30 to 9 on Saturdays on WRHI EM 1340, FM 100.1, and worldwide on WRHI.com. Okay, we're talking about you directing traffic.
I do not wear a yellow or orange vest when I do it. I command my voice.
They see that hair, and they're scared.
Yeah, the hair and the voice, it gets it done.
And you mentioned Teresa. How is she today?
She's good.
Okay.
She's good. She works for the school district now, so she gets out Friday and gets out all next week. So
She's been there a while now.
Yeah.
It's about over a year. Man.
Then she gets out all summer. I mean, man, what kind of job is that?
Better than mine.
Well, I mean, springtime is always tough for landscapers and lawn maintenance, and there's so much going on, and it's hard to enjoy the spring, to be honest with you. And Come See Me comes, and I always look at these events I'm going to do, and I barely make it to one or two of them.
I made it one in years.
Can't do it.
We used to in the early days because we needed to meet people.
Yeah.
Like tomorrow's the Easter Egg Classic, and I didn't realize it's only like 5 to 11 years old, and they're still expecting thousands of people. I mean,
big time.
I used to go because we sponsored events and all that, and then we just didn't have time to get out there anymore. And that's where we're at now.
My wife's worked in several events for Come See Me, but none right now. But time for other people to take over and do some stuff. So after you do it, she did a parade for a long time.
Rhonda was on the committee for 10 years, and she finally said, "Enough's enough."
That's good. Well, if you're not from around here, you know, Come See Me is a big event. A big event that they have in Rock Hill every spring. And Steve's phone going up.
And it won't cut off. I thought I had it cut off.
Push that button. Nope. Okay, well, that's all good. Some background music.
I thought
anyway,
I had.
So come see me as a giant event in Rock Hill that runs over about 10 days now. It started out just like a basic little weekend at Glen Cairn Gardens.
No. It was a one-day thing.
Yeah, one-day thing at Glen Cairn Gardens.
And then it ventured to a weekend in Glen Cairn.
Yeah.
Then it moved to Winthrop and to Cherry Park. And
so there's
now it's everywhere.
Stuff all over Rock Hill. So look it up. I believe it starts the week after spring break here, so it'll probably be around the 7th through the 14th or something around there.
I have no idea, believe it or not.
I'll have better information next week when we talk about it. But, there's all kind of fun things to do.
I got about 25 mugs for different years.
Do you? Yeah. That's cool. I mean, they do little pins, and they do...
I had a pin collection, but we had a fire at the house and happened to them.
A local artist from Rock Hill used to live out at Pine Tuck, Vernon Grant.
Yep.
They use his art for the display every year, and he's the one that actually did the Rice Krispie.
Snap, crackle, and pop.
He's the one that did
And I got a collection of the portrait things, frame deals. Got a whole bunch of them, but I didn't put them up since the fire because didn't know what was going to happen. Yeah,
so. That's some old Rock Hill history there, so that's good.
I got all the Christmas ornaments from back in the 80s when the museum and its radio station started doing them. But,
they've used it a lot.
I got two of one year in the 90s, and I missed it a year, and I think Tommy's got it. He's got two of the year I'm missing.
Tommy. Little brother.
Yeah, little brother. He ain't so little anymore.
Is he still working?
Oh, yeah.
He's got three more jobs still?
I don't know. No, I think he's finished.
Is he?
He's had some calls this week.
Well, he sold his stuff now, so.
Now he doesn't have anything to do it with.
One way, he's still got a pickup truck, though. So.
He wanted to go down to the auction Saturday, and we went down Friday. And we had to take the titles for the trucks and that stuff. So, and I had to go because I had to sign them.
Yeah.
So we got down there, and he's talking about coming back on Saturday and walk around the place. And Randy Ligon, who owns the auction company, he stopped and he says, "You really don't need to be a witness to the auction you're doing." And
I
said, "Well, that's fine." And I said, "But he doesn't want to look at our stuff. He wants to buy some more." And we don't. The whole plan for this thing is to get rid of stuff,
not get more.
And he'd come in to have one in the fall. He'd come in the fall and put it in his yard.
Well, I guess he's welcome to start his own Tommy Crump Landscaping. He's still got his pickup truck.
Yeah, he's going to keep his
truck. That's basically all you need around here to get started. Get a shovel and a rake. And
I don't think he's physically able to do it anymore either.
My buddy Scott Reister has started a company years ago. And his company name is TG&R, and it's two guys and a rake. So they started out, I guess, maybe they only had one rake when they started. But
two guys and a rake.
Two guys and a rake. I didn't know that for years. It was TG&R, but
he used to come out to me in a little S10 Ford. He and Mike Bunce. Mike Bunce worked for the city and was a landscape designer.
Yeah,
but see, Scott's the landscape architect, big time, and
he is a good dude.
He actually the first. Hollies he bought from me wrote me a bad check.
Good dude. That was a long time ago.
Well, he came
back
in
when people used checks.
Everybody used checks back then because there were no credit cards.
I used to just come over here and let you put it on my account, and then you call me back a couple months later and say, "Hey, David,
you still haven't paid this.
You're gonna pay this."
Okay. We'll be right back to the Gardener's Bench.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
This is Benny Etter, here to make your weather better. If your heating system is having problems, there's no reason to wait until it breaks down and you're in the cold. Call me, and we'll make it better and keep you warm all winter long.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating.
Heating and Air.
Call AirTech Heating and Air at 803-327-7100.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's nesting season, which means time to make sure you have seed, live mealworms, and other high-protein food available for your feathery friends. Also, be sure you're cleaning your bird feeders, bird baths, and that nesting box that's been empty all winter. Not excited about that chore? We offer a cleaning service for your feeders and birdhouses. So kick off spring cleaning now by making sure your backyard is ready. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
This episode of The Gardener's Bench has been previously recorded.
Okay, and we're back to wrap up this edition of The Gardener's Bench. Anything you want to add, Mr. Rector?
Just come on in. Like I said, let's go ahead and if you hadn't started your fertilizer treatments on your lawn, whatever kind of lawn you have, come on in. Let's get that started. We can give you the best advice on what to do. And I guarantee if you follow these programs for a year, your yard will be beautiful and your neighbors will be jealous, and we'll have more people coming in to do it. So
that's good.
Good testimony from a lot of people on that. So, and we're running our dump truck wide open right now, so if you do want to have some stuff delivered, we don't usually deliver on Saturday, so if you plan ahead a little bit, give me 2 or 3 days' notice, we can get what you need to your house, and then I'll be waiting on you, so we'll do it on the weekend.
I'm going to add on to that. If you haven't done your maintenance on your flower beds, mm-hmm. Now's a good time to do it, but do it before you put the mulch on. A lot of people mm-hmm. put the mulch on, and then the weeds come up through it. It's because they didn't get the weeds out in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still a little undecided, but it's probably all right to go ahead and fertilize now. It'd be the end of April before any new growth would show up.
Mm-hmm. Takes a while for fertilizer to kick in there. So.
I don't think this year is going to be a big deal. And you can put it on top of the mulch. You don't have to dig the mulch mm-hmm. out and then put it down and do all that jazz. You can put it on top. Mm-hmm. It'll soak in, lynch in. The big thing you worry about now is when you prune them is mm-hmm. you get fertilizer on them and the new growth comes out and the cold weather kills the new growth.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the nursery days, people come in by the droves with little holly leaves that were black. Have I got a fungus? No, the frost last night or the night before last got you. Yeah. It'll come back. Just don't panic. Don't cut the tree down. Yeah. Some of them did that, believe it or not.
Is that also true for trees when you're trying to fertilize a tree? I used to see these tree spikes people put in there and all. You still just... Is it fine just to put it on top?
It's fine to put it on top. It's a whole lot cheaper.
Yeah. You're fertilizing your yard with the fertilizer we sell, it has the nitrogen. You know, if you're going near a tree, I mean, that gets on there too.
No, because that fertilizer is made for grass.
Mm-hmm.
You need something generally higher nitrogen mm-hmm. that will force the new growth out. I don't know, half the reports you get nowadays tell you you don't need phosphorus around here. Mm-hmm. We found we do.
All right.
And the potassium is the root development in flowers.
There we go.
And
all right, well, it's time to wrap up this edition, buddy.
That's it. So we'll see you next week on the radio.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, AirTech Heating and Air, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by Domer Dreamscapes. Be sure to join us again Saturday morning for The Gardener's Bench on WRHI.